I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Cats lose 6-2 last night, so they lose both games to the Devils this week. But hey, Jonah Gadjevich, he was 2-0. Monster haymakers.
Dude, that last one dropped, buddy. Ooh. Like, buddy, was, like, he got hit, and he was like, oh, like, all right, let me stop this right now. He
just, take a knee.
Yeah, he took a knee. He's like, all right, I can't take any more of this.
They got a hell of a test coming up this weekend. Winnipeg is here tomorrow. Winnipeg has been absolutely on.
Still 15-1?
No, they lost last night. They lost to the Lightning.
So Cats got to look out for that. They got that. And then they will go on the road for a couple. They got a home-and-home with Winnipeg this upcoming week, Saturday. And then they go north of the border on Tuesday.
That's weird, isn't it?
That is pretty weird. That is a weird trip, Vlad. That is. And then they have Chicago that week, too. And then they'll be back for three for Thanksgiving week. So, good games.
Is it Canadian season time?
Getting there. They got Winnipeg. Toronto is here the day before Thanksgiving. I'm sure that's going to be flooded with just annoying.
Oh, man. Damn. We're going to be busy that Wednesday.
It do. Hey, during the holidays, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and yep. It's a new year, number Canadian teams come down here.
I'm saying, but damn, we got the you got Bucks Heat next week, right?
That's a Tuesday. Sixers. No, you're right. The Bucks next week is Sixers on Monday, and then the week after that, Thanksgiving week. It's Tuesday? I don't know.
It's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday game. It's a Tuesday night because it's the last.
It's the following week.
Right.
That's a short week for the Dolphins.
Right. The Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. Yep.
So they play three games in 13 days?
Yeah. Because they got Vegas, then they got New England, and then they have Green Bay on Thanksgiving.
Yep. We used to – let me tell you how a player thinks, okay? Why did we love the Thanksgiving game?
10 days off.
It's like a second bye week.
Oh.
But here's the deal. Before that game, everybody looked at each other and said, look here, let's not go out here BSing. Had this man have us in here on the weekend.
Yep.
Right?
You want to enjoy that?
If we play well enough, we'll get off until next Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah. So we had already booked our flights on Friday. He was balling.
Wow.
We put it on him.
Heat, They're back on the hardwood tonight against the Indiana Pacers at 7. This is an NBA Cup.
Still should have got that game. Turkey leg.
I know. Randy took it from you, dude.
Oh, wait a minute. That turkey leg. Were you there? Like, were you there? Like, when the, like, with the, like, that was, what was it? It was like, it was you, it was Randy, it was Chris, or was it just Randy?
Me, Randy, Chris, Jake Reed, Matthew Stafford, Randall Cunningham, Robert Smith. Yeah. I think we beat them 40-something to 20-something.
Yeah, and
Randy got the turkey leg. Guess what? Let me give you his numbers.
Yeah, 3 catches, 159 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
3 touchdowns. I didn't remember that.
Ridiculous.
Ooh, hey, I just realized we were standing on the sideline when he caught a hitch, just a regular old hitch, and just ran down the sideline, and we were like, he's faster than he looks, huh? he have them long strides, and he the only wide receiver that wore them big thigh pants. He wore big thigh pants.
The Heat will get going tonight. 5:45 is pre-heat. 7 o'clock is your tip-off for the NBA Cup group play game. So you're playing on another blue court tonight.
Can you beat them? I don't like them. I don't like them. They've surpassed you guys. They surpassed you guys. I don't like them. I don't like them in Philly.
Us?
Well, in my hatred of teams.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know. You can't even say why either, right?
What? I don't even know why. I just don't like
Halliburton.
Don't
like. I mean, but you know what? It's funny. If you don't like him, he handles himself quite well.
He does, but you know. Okay, you know
it's
how.
It's almost too good.
All right,
the way he shoots.
There are players who have punchable faces. I have a player on my team, Karl Anthony Towns. Great player. Has a punchable face.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton has a punchable face.
But for different reasons, though.
Right.
Right, because everybody says Cat is soft. He don't do the grunt work. He's a big. He don't like being in the paint. But Halliburton, it's a weird thing. It's just he has success. He's a little awkward.
Oh, right? Know. Yeah, yeah. He loves the intangibles. He
doesn't say anything wrong. So I tell him like I tell some of my friends. I've said this to my friends. I'm like, look, buddy. It's not you. It's me. I know you're a nice dude, but you're annoying AF. And it's me. It's a me problem, right? Hopefully this won't ruin our friendship because you're a good dude. I have friends like that they just like, and I know it's a me problem. I tell them sometimes I get annoyed. It's not you. It's me. I need to learn how to handle things. That's what Tyrese Halliburton is. He don't do nothing wrong.
That's not even the most annoying guy on their team. The most annoying guy on their team by far.
TJ McConnell.
Kicks the Heat's ass is TJ McConnell.
Oh,
TJ McConnell. I mean, I don't know what his career numbers are against the Heat, but I would say they're better than Larry Bird would be. Like, he kills the Heat, always, no matter the uniform. TJ McConnell, he's a Mount Rushmore intangibles right now.
Oh, he's the epitome of intangibles.
He holds the gavel at the intangibles meeting.
So, you know what you got to do? I'm going to tell you what you do. You put intangible on intangible.
What?
So you take Tyler, you got him.
Nah, they're not gonna put McConnell on high.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Go ahead.
All right, it's very noticeable. The other intangibles take Tyler Hero personally.
Because they don't want
they do. Him, Pritchard, they hate him. I don't know if it's because he's
why,
just cooler.
Right?
I don't know if it's because he's cooler. He gets
that's
the money.
Exactly what it is.
He gets whatever he wants.
He's invited to the cookouts. They still trying to get an invitation.
Yeah. I don't know. Who did I see the other day? Somebody was like, some Bostonian came out and was like, Pritchard, he could average 27.
So?
I'm like, all right. I'm like, what would that team be? 3-79?
Yeah. Tyler's cool, bro. He's got swag.
I'm telling you, the intangibles.
It's weird. It's weird from this standpoint. Tyler's a baller, right? And he's gotten better. But, and we all say, you know, that number is 26, 27 when you get into your prime. Why does nobody see it? Because whenever there was a trade rumor, the first thing they would say is, we don't want Tyler.
Well, I was talking about this with Vlad the other day during one of the breaks. And we were saying, like, he's having an incredible season. He's definitely playing better. He's playing more efficient. He's grown. There's been two things that have hindered him, Leroy, that are I think he would say.
Injuries?
Like, one of them is injuries, his durability, and especially durability in the playoffs. One of them was a fluke. The other one was kind of like a weird groin thing where he just wasn't himself. But he hasn't had a playoff moment since the bubble, since he was 19.
Yeah, but
and still, so I think it's one of those.
There's a lot of players that young that have been given the benefit of the doubt from having that moment, saying we know he has it in him.
Yeah, right? But you know, people talk about
there's guys that have ridden careers and gotten long extended careers because everybody has seen that moment and said he can help us.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, look, he's for sure playing better. You know, just the way he's playing. If you watch Tyler Hero, he's just playing a smarter style, a more efficient style. He's finally leaned into, I'm one of the best shooters in the league. Let me shoot it 10 times from beyond the arc.
A lot of that has to do with the way the team is set up, too, because now everybody else on the team is looking to him instead of to somebody else to be the catalyst behind the scoring. And so he's got also that thing too, where he doesn't have to defer.
Well, that goes into my point and goes into what Tobin put out on the Tobin YouTube channel. Everybody go subscribe and watch. He's got a running mate that doesn't hinder him. He doesn't have fat ass that's slowing the ball down and bring it up. He has a running partner in Terry Rozier. Though right. Terry's not playing well.
He plays
a complimentary style, a complimentary game where they're on the go. That's one thing that you saw when they made that comeback. Tyler wasn't waiting. They was like, boom, let's go. Oh, yep. Let me penetrate. Let me get down the lane. Oh, let me kick out. Boom. Instantly, the minute he got that ball, he shot it. That's the reason why I'm seeing you. When you got somebody that has the same mindset with you or you know they're on go, you're going to play better. Kyle Lowry, unfortunately, he was old, so it was a lot of slowing up the ball. Tyler doesn't have to worry about that now.
Luis says Lowry was Jimmy's best friend. Poor Tyler. Tyler, I think, really likes Kyle Lowry. I think they're quite close. A lot of people love Kyle Lowry.
Good person, just annoying.
The only person who didn't love Kyle Lowry was the hoop because he never shot at it. No love.
And that's it. And he would tease you because then he'd come out and go 4 for 5 from three and have 20 points.
I would watch this guy for 3 years and I'd be like, and the most shocked I've ever been watching a Heat game was when Eric Reed told me he was like number 13 all time in 3 points. I'm like, that's not he shot? When did he shoot? This happened over his career?
Yeah, the Toronto days.
I guess so, dude. He's not looking so hot in Philly, by the way. But he's old.
Come on, you can't get rid of. Come on, man. You think Kyle Lowry's going to stop eating a cheesesteak after a game? Come on, man.
Take a break.
Remember that? You talk about. Look, he worked out at the UFC gym.
Dude, oh my God. Toby was so excited and happy when he saw that.
I did like that.
So excited.
The UFC sent out a montage of him. I was like, oh, this is good. Then he was hanging out with Wilder and Ngannou.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was good, dude. It was good.
If I hang out with Denzel, it don't make me a damn actor.
What?
I'm just saying. You think because he's hanging out with Wilder and all them guys, it make him any different than Kyle Lowry?
Just made me happy.
Okay. And until he played basketball.
Well, you know. We got him on the downside. Take a break. Back.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After this,
it's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
I'm ready. Welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars is almost here. It's presented by WQAM at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Talk sports with the WQAM staff next Wednesday, November 20th, at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. You can enjoy a sample of Aberfeldy 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. That is next Wednesday, the 20th, at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year, and sponsored by the Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the Main Man, and brought to you by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them today at 866-FAIR-FEE. We got a heat action tonight. We got Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson tonight. The weigh-ins yesterday got spicy. You have they weighed in very close. Tyson weighed in at 228 pounds, 227 for Jake Paul. Remember, for everybody who's interested in the places you can gamble on this tonight, it is 8 2-minute rounds, 14-ounce gloves. So just so you know, heavyweight boxing matches, usually 3 minutes, 10 ounces. So they are trying to make this seem less dangerous for Iron Mike with shorter rounds.
Why do you think it's
gloves.
Always less dangerous for Iron Mike?
Well, Jake Paul's recently fought professionally.
I understand, but this guy, Mike, has over 40 years of experience of knowing how to punch.
Oh,
somebody.
He has over 40 years, all right. He all has right. over 40 years. He almost has 20 years over the year 40.
I would say if they were...
Tyson won a championship before...
Jake was born.
Jake Paul was born.
Okay.
That doesn't help your guys' argument here.
I know
he's old, ladies and gentlemen. We do know he's old, but we also know that, like you said earlier, if a guy hits you, especially a guy of Mike Tyson, doesn't matter how old he is, if he's 61, if he hits you and he catches you right, you're falling. Doesn't matter. He doesn't. You don't lose power.
Hey, I'm going to say this, and I believe you, Vlad, but you know the other side is moving. And at 27, he might be able to move quicker than them punches.
Right, but...
From a 60-year-old.
True, but that 27-year-old has never weighed that much in his life. He put on some weight and weight...
What is Jake? How much does Jake Paul weigh?
227.
In the last fight, he was like 185 or 1...
No. He usually weighs in around 200, 190.
That's a 27-pound increase,
bro.
It is. Bro.
It's a big increase. It is a big increase, for sure. But I would say that's, you know, I would say he is at an age where it's probably going to be tougher for him to go back down. Like, usually the bigger thing is, all right, is his power going to carry hitting a bigger person? But in this case, the bigger person is pushing 60.
Right.
You know, so there is that. Like, it is one of those things where, all right.
And how long is too long to be off?
4 years? Yeah, 4 years. And that's 4 years against Roy Jones where, you know, they both said they were going to take it easy. I don't think Mike Tyson had any.
Roy Jones.
Mike did take it easy.
Roy Jones looked like old boy in the Great White Hype.
He
had the belly.
Samuel. Damon Wayans.
Damon, he said, you're trying to embarrass me in front of the kids. Told him.
He did not look great. That's for sure. Then yesterday, Jake Paul goes and goes at him. He walks over to him and he steps on his feet. And this, of course, causes Mike Tyson to smack him right in the face.
Boy, that Brooklyn came out of him instantly. You don't step on people's feet.
He did slap him, though. Come on.
What, you wanted him to punch him? If you punched him, there'd be no fight.
Mike Tyson would have punched him.
Old Mike Tyson might have choked him.
Yeah.
Hey, they still got to fight. This probably was staged, by the way.
The old, oh, of course. Listen, Mike Tyson.
Does it go the distance?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Which is going to be disappointing.
If they sedate Mike.
No, it would be more entertaining if Mike Tyson took him out.
Of course. The number one thing we all want to see is Mike Tyson knock Jake Paul out. That is the entire economy of Jake Paul fights, is we want to see. If we didn't want to see this man, nobody has tuned in. Nobody has tuned into a Jake Paul fight, Leroy, hoping at the end of the day, Jake Paul really showed us.
Right.
Like, we want to see this man get flatlined staring at the lights. But the man is also very calculated, and he has fought smaller individuals, older individuals, non-punching individuals, NBA players, and now he's fighting a guy that's close to collecting Social Security.
So my question is, and I'm going to ask you this. Are we underestimating Jake Paul's boxing abilities?
I've always said this. Jake Paul is not a good boxer, but
why
he's not.
Why are you McDanieling the question?
I am answering it. He's not a good boxer by the technicalities, but everybody thinks he's an embarrassment in the ring. Like, I think they tune in to say this is an embarrassment sport. And I've not watched Jake Paul fights and been like, this is an embarrassment.
Right.
I watch everything. Okay.
And the reason why you can say that is because you've seen all levels of boxing.
Right.
So you have more of a base to compare it to than a lot of people who only watch pay-per-views.
For example, I also watched Frank Gore. I love Frank. But that fight against Darren Williams was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
It's two guys, two novices fighting, man.
I understand. But that is one of those things where, like, I barely wanted the television on, Vlad. Like,
okay.
Jake Paul fights are not one of these things where you watch. There's been bad fights. Like, the first Tyron Woodley fight wasn't very good. And honestly, the second one wasn't very good up until he knocked him out.
And the one that he did lose, he actually was with a guy who had a little bit more experience than he did.
Right. And a very little experience, because that guy is barely a boxer. He's basically a reality TV star, and he beat him. So I'm telling you, from a skill set standpoint, like, if you're talking about the technicalities of the sweet science, nah, he's not like at a professional or a champion's level. That's why this idea that he's going to be a champion is laughable. But do you watch Jake Paul and you're like, oh my God, this guy's never put on a pair of gloves? No, the guy does train very hard at boxing for the time that he's done it. But people do this stuff from the time they're kids and are getting amateur fights and doing it up into the Olympics. And he picked this up in his 20s and he's trained very hard and he's done okay for himself. He obviously strategically picks this stuff up. I've never understood his need to want to be looked upon as some champion or some actual boxer.
Oh, that's easy, Tobin.
The whole point of it is, how do I get people to tune in to want to see me lose?
Easy. He's trying to do the Brock Lesnar thing, where Brock Lesnar came from the WWE, went to UFC, and then, like, less than four or five fights, he had a heavyweight title battle, and he won. So what he's trying to do is, see, we all looking at this as this is like some sideshow or whatever, but he's actually gaining a lot of traction. So he's thinking to himself, him and his people are probably thinking, we can get enough traction to get a legitimate fight. Like, what if he got like a WBO title fight and won? It would legitimize him. You know what I'm saying? Like, actually winning a belt in a sport that wasn't trained. That's what the end game to me is, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, but also, like, Brock Lesnar beat legitimate guys. Like, he beat Frank Mir, Shane Carwin, and then, like, lost to Cain Velasquez. Like, and Brock Lesnar had a collegiate wrestling background, and also he was one of the biggest freaks in that sport, you know? So with Jake, he's honestly taking, like, the Mayweather route of, I just need people to tune into me to see me lose, but I'm never going to put myself in a non-advantageous situation. I'm going to take on older guys, smaller guys, and yeah, maybe Mike Tyson will meme him. Very unlikely, but maybe he will. And
Mike's forgotten more than Jake will ever learn.
Oh, of course he has, but he's also probably done that because he has six decades of life on this earth, Vlad. And as we've talked about with your quarterback, There's an old thing called Father Time that's undefeated.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm going to use my own personal experiences with you.
Yep.
And with the same situation.
Yep.
When I say I can kick 80-year-old Chuck Norris's ass and you say no chance.
Right.
Why can't Tyson beat Jake Paul?
You haven't been training to kick his ass, respectfully.
I don't have to. He's 80.
Okay.
Dude, there's certain things 80-year-olds can't do. It'll take him a day and a half to get his leg up to my head.
I need you to
take Chuck Norris is 80?
Yeah, I need you to take a few karate classes.
Chuck.
With Tua?
And I mean this in all sincerity because you are one of my favorite action film guys. Next time you go to play Hearts and eat Melba Toast, get all of your 80-year-old friends and come see me. I'll beat all y'all together.
Oh, come on, man. Listen to this, man. Now this guy wants to beat up the old. Come on.
I'm just saying. No.
You have had a problem with the old for a while.
I don't have a problem with the old. Hell, I'm old. But I'm just saying, you are telling me I can't beat an 80-year-old while telling...
You don't respect the high kick. You'll never see it coming.
Not from an 80-year-old!
Wait, time out. Did Tobin say you'll never see it coming?
Show me an 80-year-old that survived a kick above the waist.
Dude, he can kick. He can still kick. He's going to be able to kick until he's in the grave. Like, and you don't respect the kick.
Not from an 80-year-old.
I hate when you say this, because I'm looking at I have the vision of... Right. Chuck Norris trying to kick Leroy. He's 80. That leg is not coming that quick, bro.
Hey, Chuck Norris will be sitting there with his arm, and I'm gonna say, "Look, I'm gonna do it."
Vlad, your minutes removed. No, Vlad, your minute. Well, I don't think that's gonna happen to Mike Tyson. I don't think Mike Tyson's getting put to sleep. Okay, I don't think that's gonna happen.
But what I'm saying, you're saying, right, that you worried about Mike Tyson fighting.
Jake Paul,
because Jake Paul's so much younger than him. Mm-hmm. That's the same age difference between 80-year-old Chuck Norris and me.
There's no kicks. You don't respect the kick.
Not from somebody send some video of an 80-year-old high kicking anything.
It's well known that Chuck Norris is still doing Taibo.
Yeah, on the ground Taibo. The slow stuff in the park.
Gotta give Billy Blanks credit, man. She's still got guys doing Taibo.
Hey, I'm just saying.
What's the thing that he did? He had the ultimate gym. What was Chuck Norris's thing?
They say Chuck Norris keeps his
flesh. With Christie Brinkley or something like that?
I'm not disputing any of this. But I'm telling you this. At 80, your leg is not designed to go over your head. And guess what? How tall is Chuck Norris? 5'8", 5'9"?
I don't know.
So that means he got to kick 6 feet in the air to get me?
Tall enough to get to your chin. Nope. This is exactly why you get knocked out, because you don't respect the kick.
I don't respect the kick from an 80-year-old.
You don't respect the kick from anybody. This is one of the long debates on this show.
No, Vlad, here's what I've said. And I've kind of teetered on this back and forth. But I'm saying, as a guy who game planned and know what another guy could do, right? If I'm watching film and the guy I'm getting ready to fight has put 5 people to sleep kicking him, I'm going to look for all the things that I can find out that's going to lead to that kick. Now, what fighters have said to me, we set it up so you don't see it. Okay? I'll probably be the guy that get knocked out, getting punched right in the face.
Yep.
By an 80-year-old.
But not, no. No.
He beat Bruce Lee.
He did fight Bruce Lee.
No.
I don't know if you won.
No.
Take a break. Tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. Go around the week 11. What's that?
80-year-old kick.
Let me ask you this. I know this is a great question by Josh Hart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
if we gave you 3 months of training, essentially, we give you an off season or a training, you know, maybe a little bit more than a training camp. Mm-hmm. I guess not Avalon. Let's not say against an NFL team, but let's say an SEC team.
No.
Or an ACC team. Could you pick up a 4th-and-3?
No.
Not once?
Nope.
What if I gave you? Not one carry. None of that's going good.
Not one carry.
Even if we gave you a...
I wouldn't be able to get in a stance.
Oof.
Like, but I know this. I'm not claiming to go... You've never heard me claim that I could go out there and do any of that. Not even a high school team.
You could do a high school team.
Nope. Nope. No. No. I'm okay with that. Like, for people to think that, like, no. I know... Listen... I knew when it was time to walk away, and I know where I stand right now, health-wise. No.
1 o'clock.
But I tell you this, I know how I feel, and I still know ain't no 80-year-old going to come and head kick me.
All right, dude. I mean, he's a dangerous weapon.
Oh, my God.
Not at 80. I wouldn't be able to get to the line of scrimmage.
I can't give you an insiguri and knock you right out. No. Old ass Chuck Norris.
I can't believe this many years into this, we've been having this argument, and you get this upset about it.
Because it's crazy. Dude,
why is it crazy?
Add 24 years to me.
Yeah, but you don't have his arsenal.
His expertise.
At some point, your arsenal don't hurt nobody.
Okay, dude.
Unless it's got lead on the end of it.
Nope, that's not true.
Okay, so you think, let me get this straight. You think Chuck Norris is going to be able to do some kung fu crap and beat me?
Yeah, you're a novice. I'm sorry.
I don't care what I am. I'm a bum rush him.
Okay.
Wait, you're going to bum rush
him and end up like Ben Askren is what's going
to
happen.
No. Toby, can you imagine Leroy trying to bum rush him with his old self and his body's after like
– You know what the reflexes are?
After a double-digit amount of surgeries, you're going to try to rush – you know what you guys would say? It would take two
– And here's what sucks about it.
It would take 2 days.
Why he beating up on that old man?
No, it'll take 2 days for you to get to him, and he'll probably fall asleep by the time you get to him. You're both old.
So how long do you think it's going to take him to kick me in the head? If it takes me 2 days to get
there, he'll have time. Your old ass is getting running. He'll be like, I have time to get my leg ready.
But I'm still 24 years younger than him.
Doesn't matter.
How slow is he moving?
But you're going to have football. The youth. You're going to have the youth. You're going to give him all the power he needs because he's just going to have to put that obstacle up. Bang, you're going to be out.
Dude, at 80 years old, Dolphin Kane said to himself, even monsters look under the bed for Mr. Chuck Norris. Monsters!
Not me. If I see 80 Chuck Norris under my bed, I'm going to offer him some milk and Melba toast.
It's honestly this attitude that makes me more confident you're going to lose to Chuck Norris because you're too overly confident. If you would go
overly confident. It ain't even got nothing to do with Chuck Norris. It got to do with 80-year-old Chuck Norris. 80. So let me ask you a question.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Let me ask you. Do you think an 80-year-old Chuck Norris could kick your ass?
Total Gym by Chuck Norris? Yes.
Yeah.
Total Gym was 20 years ago.
You don't lose that stuff, man.
You don't lose it, bro.
Yes, you do.
No.
Old man strength.
Come on, man. It's secondhand to him, man.
And the martial arts never leave you. You know, they say you never stop learning.
Yeah, you never stop learning is correct. But 80, you're limited.
I don't think you are.
Okay. He could bring Chuck Norris, his Bowflex, and all of that stuff. Bring it with him.
All right, so if I made it Anderson Silva at 80, you think you could beat him?
Yes.
What?
So silly.
Yes!
That man will kick you like a field goal.
Dude! I don't think
do the upright goes Leroy Hoyt.
I don't think you understand what 80 is.
It's an age. It's a number.
Pull up an 80-year-old.
No. You got to pull up an 80-year-old Anderson Silva.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the spider.
You guys don't.
Who did lose to Jake Paul?
I'm telling you how I feel at 56.
But it wasn't MMA.
I'm telling you how I feel at 56. And you're going to add 24 years to me?
But you just told me you can't even do your task against a college team. So why would I feel like you could beat Chuck Norris at his own game?
Because he
What I am to college football is what he is to me.
No, I don't think so. You're not college football.
Wait. Hey, let's think about this. Okay. I'm farther away. Chuck Norris is 84.
Right.
So he's damn near 30 years older than me.
Yeah, but he's
continuing. Losing y'all rabbit ass mind.
But he's still in the martial arts. Like, you stopped football a long time ago. Respectfully.
Okay.
I want to be clear and being respectful.
I'm telling you.
We heard you.
84 years old.
Gonna kick your ass. 84
years old. No, he won't.
You're yet again. No, there's never been. I just want to be clear about something.
First of all, y'all have to understand this. Just the principles behind this and where I'm from. I ain't going down.
Nobody said you going down. Listen, see here, you see? You got it wrong, Leroy. Nobody said you wouldn't fight. It wouldn't be in a battle or anything like that. We're just saying, well, at least Tobin is. He thinks that Chuck Norris would get the best of you. That's all. You're going to get got. Respectfully.
Oh, 84.
I'm going to have to put his ass to bed with some warm milk when I'm done.
He might do that to you. What if he does that to you?
Huh?
What if he does that to you? If Chuck Norris hits you, kicks
imagine,
you.
Hold on.
Toby, can
let
you imagine
explain.
Him kicking
you know
him,
how you feel right now?
And then he's suited and booted
Wait,
up?
You know how you feel right man. Now, right? What if I add 30 years to you? Think about that.
Respectfully.
You talk about me adding 30 years to me. Like, what is wrong with y'all? This ain't got nothing to do. All this got to do with is 84 versus 56. It ain't got nothing to do with what that guy's did, how great that guy's been. It's 84 against 56.
He knows karate, taekwondo, judo, tengsudo, chun kuk do, and Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
You know what he don't know?
He knows things that haven't even been created.
He don't know 56 because he 84.
Yo, he knows 56. He was 56 28 years ago. What are you talking about?
The hell is chun kuk do?
I don't even know some of these fighting stances or fighting. Yeah. What is like he's done things, he's created things that's not even been put out in the world yet. This is
40,
Chuck Norris.
50 years ago. I'm not saying
that's a lot of trophies he has.
At one point he was the baddest man on the planet. I'm not saying that. I'm saying at 84, not so much.
So let me ask you.
I do like Kung Pao chicken. Not as much as General Tso's chicken, though. We'll take a break. We will get to Tickle My Fancy. But Leroy, once again.
No, it's you.
No,
it's
once
you.
Again. No, no, nothing
is.
Nothing has infuriated. No. You're not going to blame me for sabotaging the show for something you have been legitimately angry about for pushing a decade now. We were having this argument when he was 74 years old.
Yes. And I said it then. Now you're going to add 10 years to it?
I'm
making it a Twitter poll question right now.
That's a good Twitter. How about?
Make sure you put the age.
You think Leroy could beat up Chuck Norris, Steven Seagal, or Jean-Claude Van Damme? Which of these 80s action stars do you think Leroy could beat now?
Steven Seagal could barely move. He big as hell.
You see what I mean? You see this? Instantly, he automatically assumes.
He was just teaching Alex Pajeda his deadliest stuff, just like he did with Anderson Silva years back.
Okay. Teaching. Not doing. That's what they say. When you can't do, teach.
Take a break. Back after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.